and a track called From. Coming to you from the KZN North Coast, it's Radio Life and Style. Speaking of fables, we're going to spin you one right now as we get into a cool chat powered by our friends at Dwell Properties. And welcoming back on a fresh Friday, Devin DeLange, Director of Dwell Properties. In the house, coffee in hand.
Dev, morning, Maki. Good to see you.
Living the North Coast life. How you doing, bro? Very cool. And you brought backup with you today in the form of Clifton Smithers. It's been a while since we've had this man on the radio. A developer here in this capacity of Fable Salt Rock and a man about town. Hey, Clifton, how you
morning,
doing, my
guys.
Friend?
Thanks for having me, man.
Great to have you in the house and really excited to be lifting the lid on this fable. For those who haven't yet heard of Fable Salt Rock, Dev, please tell us a little bit about this exclusive small holding development nestled within the heart of Salt Rock.
Marky, yeah, just and to take you back a little bit and to give you a little bit of context, I've said it's 100 times been on air with you. In terms of our development's focus, we at Dwell Properties, we love new developments. There's a big, very, very serious checklist that we go through any project that we look at. And we have to hit all 5 boxes. And it's very unique that we find projects, and every project, I'm proud to say, we have ticked those boxes that we've been involved in. And the point being is that all of these projects have been something that no one else has. It's always been our focus. Yeah. From the entry-level point to the most exclusive, to the most unique, to the best located. Fable is another one that was an easy checkbox for us. It was something that was so unique. It was this farm-style lifestyle in town. No one's ever seen it before. It's been under wraps. I've been chomping at the bit to get stuck into this with Cliff. There's been a lot of hurdles to get through just in terms of zonings and access, but it's such an exciting project, very niche, very boutique. Nestled in Salt Rock.
And we're now at the point where we can let the cat out the bag.
Exactly.
and start to tell the fable. So, Cliff, as the developer, what makes Fable such an incredible and unique offering, from plot sizes to lifestyle offering, location? You give me the full bang, shoot.
Yeah, Mikey, I think the vision that we had there was to introduce a farm-style, secure farm-style living, but close to the urban environment. People we are looking for more space. Their families are getting bigger. And we just saw an opportunity with this piece of land, 25 hectares, overlooking the ocean, overlooking Curragh School and the Salt Rock City Precinct, overlooks some BT. So it took us some time to get our zoning and everything together. But I'd say probably the most unique aspect is its location and the size of the plots available and the flexibility that we're going to give our buyers.
Yeah, and for those who have been eyeing that greenfield site for years and wondering what's going to be emerging there, you'll know just how strategically located it is. And it's just, like you say, you won't find another site like that kind of nestled in an urban bubble, but giving you that freehold vibe. Views, access, equestrian facilities, is that right?
Yeah, we've put in an equestrian facility there, run by some outside parties, and it's just such a fantastic offering. The plots are big enough to have your own equestrian element if you want to design that into your landscape, or you can use the outside parties. And yeah, we're very proud with what's starting to become something very unique.
Man, so now let's get into some brass tacks. And Dev, how many sites does the property consist of, and how many land opportunities are remaining for sale? Give us some numbers and figures.
Mark, and again, just a bit of context in terms of what the product is. So the best way to describe it, I'd say, is a blend or hybrid between a Fairview, which we've seen amazing success at Fairview, and Springvale, which we're obviously heavily involved in, and we've got a lot of interest there. So it's this quite a unique offering in terms of who your clientele is, but as Cliff touched on, it's just, there's definitely a market for people who want to feel like they can have what potentially their folks had. Growing up on a farm or small holding, have their chickens, their lay hens, their sheep, their horses, whatever the case is. So it's a unique offering. We have 10 sites. There is a second phase that Cliff and his partners are working on, but currently right now, of the 13 sites, 3 are looked after or taken care of. We have 10 sites available, anywhere from an acre up to 2.5 hectares.
So an exclusive opportunity here. Mm. And it does seem that this is like, as you've hinted at, it's kind of a new sector of real estate, of lifestyle, real estate development, that it's very hard to find something that does tick all those boxes. And as far as something new on the cards, just hitting the market right now, this is the most exciting thing that I've heard of. So Fable Salt Rock is the name. Dev, I believe the estate is already looking absolutely spectacular, boasting internal roads and signage. It's well underway with planting, and of course plenty of natural beauty with existing fishing dams and bird life galore. What would you say is the wow factor about this amazing estate, and who is the discerning clientele investing in the estate at the moment?
Yeah, Dave, so the last, I'd say, six, or this year pretty much, Cliff and the team have been getting the sites cleaned up, so to speak, just in terms of accessibility. It's so hard taking someone onto that mass of land to try and show the expanse of what you're actually buying. So yeah, it's well demarcated. The sites have all been pegged. There's beautiful imagery on site, location showing where you are. The site's completely fenced off. Access is great. Easy drive in, drive out. Again, what makes it unique, Mike, is that, again, it's just something so different in terms of what the market has always shown us. And if you look at the urban corridor between Zimbali all the way down to Seton, it's probably the last piece of land available to bring something like this to life. So we'll never see it again. Yes, we will see it in the likes of the Springvales and the Fairviews on the western side or inland side of the freeway, but seaside of the freeway, this is going to be something very spectacular, and yeah, we're expecting big things in the next 3 or 4 months.
So tying up that that really, really exciting parcel of land. And Cliff, for those seeking this kind of lifestyle, this kind of offering, can you educate us a bit more on the buildable areas, build guidelines? What is possible with your piece of land? You've hinted at the possibility of equestrian offerings, but can you plant, farm, or propagate? What's the...
Most certainly, Mark. It's the zoning is that we selected was single residential small holding. So like Dev was saying, it's a hybrid between freehold and agric zoning. So you can build your primary house, you can have a small cottage, you can have a workshop. There's many garages as you need. You can have farming activities. So we're actually encouraging guys to have horses. Some guys actually want to have a few cows and chickens, like Dev was saying. And that's the dream. That's the vision. You know, people want to live in a secure environment. They want to have space. And just to give you an element of scale, I mean, 25 hectares, most people don't really realize, but Dunkirk, I think, is about 50 hectares, about 350 people, 350 title deeds. This Fable's 25 hectares, and it'll only ever have 13 residents.
Wow.
That will share that space, share the dam. And I think that's the biggest unique selling proposition there is the fact that there'll only ever be 13 families sharing that treasure.
Or you could be riding your horse in your garden. The kids could have got eggs for breakfast. Now you don't have bread, and you can walk to Woolworths. So from your small holding, you walk to Woolworths to go get your bread and your coffee, and you walk back to your farm.
That's the paradigm. That's the thing that
that's
that
the fable. Is,
you have to get your mind around the fact that you've got this lifestyle, this kind of farm style pocket, but you're just a stone's throw away from all the amenities of modern life that one would want to need. So every single box being ticked there. How can people who are interested in looking at Fable get in touch with you to book a site visit, Dev?
Mark, easy. Obviously, Dwell Properties, you can get in contact with us directly. All our contact details are there on our socials and our website, dwellproperties.co.za. We'd love to take you on a site tour. Searching Fable as well on the social handles, very easy, you'll find us. You can get a click through there, you'll come directly through to me. I've spearheaded this, so to speak. I'm going to put my gum guard in for Fable, and I'm going to be your point of call. So you'll be meeting me on site. And yeah, like I said, it's just a very fascinating site to go do.
And with only 10 opportunities remaining, they are not going to remain for long. As we head into summer season as well, and as folk from upcountry come into town for holiday. I think these things are going to get snapped up. So if you're local, if you're listening to this, or if you're streaming us from further afield, and you want to get in while the getting's good right now, you've heard the word. Fable, Salt Rock, and Dwell Properties bringing the goods to you. Dwellproperties.co.za, the website. Check out all the contact details right there. And my special guest, Devin DeLange, director of Dwell Properties, will be showing you around on site. Clifton Smithers, the man bringing it to life out of the ground as developer of Fable, Salt Rock. Guys, what an exciting chapter in the the story, in the fable. It's just getting started.
Thanks for having us, Mark and Dev.
Great to have you guys.
Thanks,
Mark. We'll be keeping eyes on this one with much anticipation, and we're looking forward to an update real soon, finding out how many are left after this interview.
Brilliant.